Hello, friends, and welcome back to a, well, this is going to be a special version for a lot of reasons, but it's a Friday morning, so that's all good. And I'm with a very dear friend in Florida. So we're actually crossing the country from Arizona today. It's the Flock and Gather 18-minute podcast. It's Alan Scher. You know me. I've got 80,000 members in the association across the globe, and I'm going to introduce you today to someone who I think can actually talk more than I can. Hello, my good friend. It's Leo Tonkin. He is the founder and CEO of Salt Chamber and the founding member and chairman of the Salt Therapy Association. Leo, welcome.
Thank you, Alan. How you doing?
Good. We are 18 minutes isn't long enough, so we may have to do this as a two-parter or a six-parter. I'm not sure, but let's dig right in. You and I were talking about this. Florida's basically been open during the whole pandemic, similar to Arizona here, correct?
Yeah, I mean, in the beginning, obviously, there were the restrictions and what people, you know, didn't know, they didn't know a year ago, really. And not quite sure, but it was, you know, a few months ago, South Florida, tourism, a lot of things are outdoors. So takeout and delivery, you know, is really it. I look at the monikers around spa and restaurant and other types of facilities. So it really depended on where you were. Here down in South Florida, we had our caseload in the beginning, and that I think what drove it. But down here now, it's very different than where I just came back from in California, which is just beginning to open up and increase capacity. So not to get into politics around it, you know, I think it varies for where everybody is locating. But right now it's season down here in South Florida.
Well, this fits, well, season in Arizona also, right? But yeah. So you were up in the Napa area. What did you find? Were the restaurants open? Is everything still I mean, I've had bad fires last year. It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, I mean, they've really been going through a lot there. In many areas, it's really tough over there. But, you know, we were visiting a couple projects that have been moving forward, a very luxury resort, Auberge and Stanley Ranch, and one of the oldest spas at in Calistoga, Indian Springs. So spa services are way down, only about 25%. Restaurants are outdoors with some capacity, and they're starting to let people inside. So they just are rolling it out a little bit more and loosening it up, so to speak.
Good. Well, let's face it. We know this. I've said this a million times. Even though a lot of the country's been open, without New York and California operating, we're missing whatever the number is, 20%, 30% of our economy is kind of based on those couple states. So I'm really pleased to see that, you know, the vaccine numbers are firing up. I told you, I just got my first shot. Kathy got her first shot this week. And there's a feeling of there's a calmness, Leo, or a good feeling about getting the vaccine and knowing you're boosting immune along the way. I know a lot of people aren't into it. I hope you have your own personal choice, but given the amount of travel guys like you and I do, I better be vaccinated.
Yeah, I do. And, you know, it is a personal preference of where people are going. I think, you know, the bigger caveat is how do people maintain their health and wellness and develop the right habits? And if anything, at least from Salt Therapy perspective, COVID has brought attention more to a respiratory enlightenment for some about really taking time to really understand how it what we breathe really impacts us and our lung system. So a lot of people that were at one point thinking about Salt Therapy or the industry, a lot of facilities stayed open because they were deemed essential in some areas. So it's been interesting to see how what has happened over the last year has impacted health and wellness, spa, different pockets of the industry that we're both in.
All right, let's talk. I know there's a lot to talk about. I'm watching the clock tick away, but let's start with StayCon and the Salt Therapy Association. So could you just address real quick in 30 seconds, what brought the mindset to start it? And then let's talk about what's going to come up this year and when that's going to be.
Sure. Well, when Salt Chamber was created just 9 years ago, really was going into new territory, blue ocean strategy. No one was really doing anything about it. And it was being identified as a trend way back then. And really this has emerged as an industry. And like all industries, like the day spa associations and other, you create a trade organization. And really, that's what has happened. And it's now over 3,000 members in 25 countries. And we have, I think this is the fourth conference coming up in September that we're just announcing that you have been gracious to host. So I know that we have a go back to our roots when the first one that we launched. So we're very excited about it. And I think people are just, it's far enough in September where people, I think, are going to be making travel plans. That confidence that you were talking about is key.
Leo, I, all of a sudden in the last couple of weeks, I don't have people saying to me, are you going to travel? They're saying, what are the first shows you're going to? So I don't have any doubt at all that we're moving down that road. And I think as the amount of vaccines pick up, the amount of travel will pick up, and I'm never going to say it's going to be a non-event. It'll be less of an event. I'm sure we'll still all carry masks with us, but this is the nature of the beast.
Yeah. And by the way, we're also offering it virtually. So people do have a choice and they can switch from one to another. So we're really being cognizant of where everybody's head's at about this all.
Okay. Real quick. Top 1, 2, 3 reasons to attend the Salt Therapy Association conference.
For people who are looking at getting into this as a business opportunity and adding it to an existing spa or just a new business, the amount of information, education, and the networking is invaluable. For people that are already in the business, the new information that's coming out there, how salt therapy is impacting COVID, what are the trends that are happening, and as well as the networking, huge educational value. And so you've got those two dynamics, really what it's all about. And because it's at Disney Springs, how do you have fun and really create, you know, the salty tribe essence around all of this?
Well, I could tell you that even though we missed last year and it was virtual, there's still nothing like being in person. And I'm amazed at the amount of people I met at the conference that I had a connection to. And you know, when I was still living in Minneapolis, I started visiting the Salt Room. People that I met in Florida who had a Salt Room near me, and I never knew that. And so I love it. So people, what's the website that they can find it at?
At the salttherapyassociation.org.
Okay, simple. Salttherapyassociation.org. Perfect. All right, Leo, can you address, I know you guys have some white paper coming out on this, but will you please address what's going on with breathing, respiratory issues, and the rise of salt as a mechanism for helping in that regard, please?
Yeah, salt therapy is really known as a natural, holistic respiratory and skin therapy. People with all kinds of respiratory conditions, where there's been a lot of research, as well as anecdotal testimonials of everybody who are going to the thousands of salt facilities all over, really is for people with allergies, asthma, COPD. When you start to think about the impact of respiratory on being a person on the planet, it's what we breathe in 20,000 times a day. So what is it that we're breathing in is really impacting us. So in being in a salt room is a great way of how the mechanism works to really help people who have symptoms to relieve them. But more and more, we're seeing people doing this also as an experience, right? When you're going in, you're unplugging. Mental wellness is a big thing right now that COVID has impacted. And being able to go into a salt room and to get off the grid, so to speak, for 30 minutes, 10 minutes, even, you know, for a 45 minute session, depending on the facility and the way that they have the experience designed, really is not just for a respiratory, but really gives you a chance to, well, take a breath, you know, and really do more breath work. And so we're seeing a lot of more focus on people really in that self-care mode. And that's one of the big things about salt therapy.
Okay, man, there's so many things I want to talk about that subject, but let me address a couple of things because I think this is critical for our listeners as well. Salt, I don't think we don't need double-blind studies even though they're there, but I don't think I need them to tell me that when I go into a salt room, how much better I feel when I come out, number one. Number two, I've said this to you before and you always laugh, but it is the best 45 minutes of sleep in my entire day, right? Yeah. It's a there's something about inhaling salt and sitting in the zero gravity loungers and just gone for me.
Yep. Yeah, it is a relaxing, calming experience. And now a lot of facilities are integrating other modalities like sound therapy, guided meditation, breath work. So it really is, you know, the pendulum swings in many ways that all kinds of facilities benefit by putting salt therapy in.
Yeah. I just talked to Jessica Hawk this morning. A lot of our listeners know her. She owns Moxie Malas out of Minnesota. They make all the malas and bracelets and stuff. And she's also, I think 15 year yoga teacher. And we talk about this and we share books because when I did the Salt Therapy Association conference and you had the two breathing experts on, and I ordered both those books, if you remember, I talked about them. And I'm sorry, I can't remember the gal's name who I read her book first.
Andy Abrams, I believe.
Wonderful, wonderful book. She's a great speaker. And I sent her book to Jessica. And then I read Frank Nestor's book on breathing, the one with the yellow James cover.
Nestor. Yeah, James Nestor.
I mean, not James Nestor. Yeah. And excuse me, James, I apologize. But I have to tell you, it scared me to death when he goes through the process of talking about how he went 30 days with his nose plugged and only mouth breathed and vice versa. Leo, I was hyperventilating, reading the book, running out of air. There's no way that I could do that. Yeah. But here's what I took away from it. People don't know how to breathe. And I've started using his 5-second technique. You're going to have to get the book. 5 seconds in, 5 seconds out to read about it. But James Nestor's book, Sandy Abrams, their books on breathing are amazing. In fact, I think we should do a whole hour on how it takes a lifetime to learn to breathe.
Right.
But my point in this long diatribe was sleep, salt, breathing, they kind of go hand in hand with a good life. Will you address that?
Yeah, I mean, dry salt, what people don't realize, very different than being by the ocean or moist salt or humid, but this is dry. And one of the benefits of that is that it's anti-inflammatory and opens up the passages where air is coming into our system and literally helps expand. We have athletes that are doing this for increased oxygen intake as well to the red blood cells. If from a breathing perspective, we've got a lot of customers who talk about exactly what you do, that might have sleep apnea or other things. In fact, we built a Tony Robbins in his home up in West Palm Beach, a salt room for him because of, you know, he's a big guy, talks a lot. And what it does for him in relaxing the salt and the anti-inflammatory, he sleeps better and doesn't snore. So to your point, there are some real measurable impacts of what it can do for you.
I think it's interesting when and of course, the first salt room I ever went in was Joy Lindauer's in Las Vegas. You guys built a salt room at, which property was she at the time? I don't remember.
That was the Link Hotel.
L-I-N-Q, the Link Hotel. And I was there with my wingman, Greg Willis. Everybody knows him. He's actually the guy who does all the hard work behind the scenes, him and his team. But when I laid down in that chair and the next thing I knew, the guy was knocking on the door and I was thinking, I wonder what went wrong. That was only like a couple minutes, but it was 45 minutes later. So, I love it. And yes, dry salt is way different. Leo, can you address, is salt therapy being incorporated into allopathic or modern medicine? Do you have any data or anything that talks to that?
We're seeing a trend where halotherapy is definitely being a lot more accepted and referred by the medical professionals, you know, what you would consider tradition Western medicine doctors. We have, you know, pulmonologists on the board of the Salt Therapy Association. You have respiratory therapists that have been customers of Salt Chamber who are in the business. And so you're seeing a lot more of that happening. In terms of it getting to the point of third-party pay, insurance recognition, and all that, as you know, there's a lot of FDA and politics and a lot of things to do those things. In Europe, this is a medical treatment covered by a lot of healthcare programs. So it's there, but the modality of where it really is impacting is through the spa, wellness, health, holistic, that genre, if you will. And that's why it fits inside of fitness clubs, we're seeing med spas, we're seeing yoga facilities, massage centers, day spas, resorts, all different areas that are really creating what cell therapy can be, both as a revenue center, a touchless self-care program that people can be doing also at home. So it's very interesting and a dynamic industry.
Leo, you just took the words out of my mouth. I was going to address low touch or touchless and like salt therapy. By the way, am I right or wrong? Do we always call it halo therapy or is it salt therapy or am I good with either one?
You're good for either one. Halo is the Greek word for salt. So thus halo therapy. And some of the equipment is based on a halo generator. But people don't, you know, halo means so many things to people. Like you have a halo around your head all the time.
Never. Right? Okay. You're reminding me of, you know, Lisa Michaelis, who runs the Live Love Spa event. She has the t-shirt. It says, relax, I'm going to the spa or something like that. I think a lot of people now, as they start to wander back out and they're going to look to spas and they're going to look for things like halo or salt therapy. They're going to look for sauna or infrared heat treatment. They're going to look for this low touch. It will never replace getting a great body wrap or a facial or a massage, but you gotta have the alternatives. And salt, it's just not that complicated and it should be easy to add. And I know there's a number of ways people can step into it. So I hope that they do. We've been speaking today with Leo Tonkin. He's founder, CEO, chairman of all kinds of stuff related to Salt Chamber and the Salt Therapy Association. You should look them back up and be with both. Leo, closing words, what do you want to add about salt or the conference coming up?
No, I just think that people that have been thinking about it, now really is the time. I know a lot of people have been waiting to see what was happening with COVID as well as politics and the economy. And I think people just need to keep looking at what their vision is, how this can impact their bottom line of the business. But more importantly, bring health and wellness back out to the community and really use this as an opportunity to create more education, bring people to the doors and expand their business opportunities.
Okay, you bring up an interesting point too. People, listen less to politics. It'll make you mad. It'll make you lose your hair. Instead, go to the spa and find halo therapy. You'll be much better served by doing that than listening to the news 24/7, right, Leo?
Exactly.
Best to you and your family and your gorgeous grandkids. And I know that we will be together soon at some point. I've got a lot. People, go to Spa Industry Association and look under calendar of events. You can certainly find the Salt Therapy Association conference coming up along with many others. Leo, bless you. Thank you a ton for your time.
All right. Thanks, Alan. Take care.
And friends, remember, please be kind to one another.